This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Two Iraqi men are due in court in Kentucky today to face charges that they tried to send missiles to al-Qaeda. The men moved to the U.S. in 2009 as part of a program to resettle thousands of refugees from Iraq. National security experts say their presence here has exposed alarming flaws in that vetting process. NPR's Kerry Johnson has the story.
Wad Alwan arrived in Bowling Green, Kentucky 2 years ago to build a new life. But when he applied to a refugee program, Homeland Security officials didn't know the military had lifted his fingerprints from a bomb designed to hurt American troops in Iraq. That worries Senator Rand Paul.
What I want to know is, how the heck did he get into our country?
Paul's a Tea Party favorite from Kentucky.
My question is, was someone asleep at the switch here? Did someone approve this guy for political asylum, even though he'd been in prison as an insurgent? How does that happen?
Paul told reporters he wants to hold congressional hearings to get some of those answers. U.S. Homeland Security officials didn't want to talk on tape. But in a written statement, they say the Alwan case exposed gaps in the screening process at the start of the Obama administration. Nowadays, they say, applicants undergo a lot more scrutiny, and their names are run through more terrorist watch lists and other intelligence databases. Stuart Baker developed national security policy during the Bush years.
We need to go back and review the files of the people who've already been admitted here to make sure that we didn't make mistakes at the time.
That's going to be a lot of files. Since the start of the war, the U.S. has admitted more than 50,000 refugees displaced by the conflict. 18,000 more Iraqis could arrive on American soil this year. Baker says it may be time to give the refugee program an overhaul.
This may be the largest or close to the largest national group that we bring to the United States every year. And I wonder whether that's the smartest choice.
FBI Director Robert Mueller told Congress earlier this year that the sizable refugee community from Iraq was on investigators' radar screen. But the Justice Department won't say how many of those people may be under investigation. Alwan apparently drew FBI scrutiny about 5 months after he arrived in Kentucky. And once investigators started looking at Alwan, he led them to another Iraqi refugee, Mohanan Hamidi, who had moved to Bowling Green, too. U.S. Attorney David Hale told member station WKYU neither of the men has been charged with plotting attacks within the U.S.
These charges relate to conduct that occurred in Iraq and also conduct in the United States regarding their attempt or conspiracy to aid al-Qaeda in Iraq.
An undercover operative met with both men in Kentucky, getting Alwan on tape saying he had targeted Humvees in Iraq. Hamidi allegedly told the undercover that he took part in IED attacks in Iraq and that he was arrested there after his getaway car got a flat tire. Eventually, the undercover agent got both men to agree to help provide rifles, missiles, and explosives to al-Qaeda in Iraq. FBI Special Agent in Charge Elizabeth Fries described the sting to member station WKYU.
While the subjects believed that the weapons and the money were being shipped overseas to Iraq to support the Mujahideen in their fight against U.S. coalition forces, that in fact never did occur.
Frank Salufo, a national security expert at George Washington University, raises another troubling issue.
Here, as I understand it, the real intent was not just to come to the United States, but rather for Alwan to seek what's the so-called golden passport, the U.S. passport, so he could travel freely and raise fewer suspicions around the world.
Salufo says al-Qaeda's been trying to use that strategy, with some success, for years. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.